The Gemara brings down in machlegus between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim if a sukkah lamala me'asim amah is kosher or not. And Rabbi Yehuda brings a ride that it's kosher from the ma'aseh of Hilni Amalka that she sent in the sukkah which was lamala me'asim, and the Chachamim were not meicha. So the Chachamim say that's not a ride because she's an isha p'turim in a sukkah. That's why they weren't meicha. And he says back, well, she had her banim with her. She had her children, and one of them for sure was a yil l'chinuch, and he is chay b'sukkah and afal pichin. Those akinim weren't meicha, so that's a ride that a sukkah lamala me'asim is kosher. Now the question is, what type of ride is that? Maybe a sukkah l'mal me'asim is possible, but since over here it's only ketanim, even though they're chayv and chinuch, the chinuch is only darabanan, it's not a chiyav daraisa, so maybe for the chiyav chinuch darabanan, it's enough if you sit in a sukkah. It doesn't have to be 100% sukkah k'shera, it could be l'mal me'asim. As long as you're sitting in a sukkah, you're being margalem, being mechanech them to be in the mitzvah of sukkah, and that's good enough, even though it's possible. So how can it be arrived from there to a gadol that a sukkah l'mal me'asim is also possible? So the Ritva here is bothered with this kasha. And he says that you see from this Gemara Chiddush, Gavaldik, he is citing the din of chinuch, that the din of chinuch is only if you're in the din of chinuch is mechayiv you to be mechanech the katan exactly like a gadol, 100% like a gadol with all the pratim, all the diktukim, no different than the way a gadol is mechayiv in it. And if you're missing any prat, if you're not doing a kalacha, then you're not being mechanech the mitzvah of chinuch. And he brings the pasuk of chanoch lenar al pidarkai, you have to do it the way he will do it when he grows up. And he says he wrote this because he saw some chachamim retaya and didn't go with this mahalach. So he's saying a yisai, the chinuch has to be 100% like a gadol with all the pratim. Now l'chai, this is shver from the mishnah we had in Yuma recently on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The mishnah over there brings down that tinekes, you don't make them fast before they become bar mitzvah, but mechanchen eisen l'shayis, we're mechanch them to fast l'shayis, which means that they, a couple years before bar mitzvah, they start fasting for a couple hours, even though they don't fast the whole day, and that's because of the chiyuv of chinuch. Now, the chayra being misanah l'shayis is definitely not being mekayem the mitzvah like a gadol. A gadol can't just fast for a couple hours, you got to fast for the whole day. So what type of chi of chinuch is that to fast for a couple hours if you're not being mekayem the mitzvah b'shleimus like a gadol? That's a chayra a ha'ara on this ritva. So one answer you could say is al pidei Rabbeinu Menach, which we mentioned then in Yuma and Daf Pei Beis. For a different reason, Rabbeinu Menach learns that there's two dinim in chinuch. There's one chi of chinuch, which makes a katan into a mechuyah b'davar, that is mechuyah b'mitzvah, and then there's a separate din, which is just l'hargila b'mitzvah, sort of more of a practice. And that's how he learns that the Gemara in Yuma is the second din, l'hargila b'mitzvah, a special din by Yom Kippur, by Inui, by being parashim in Asurim, that we're margayil b'mitzvah, even though it's not with all the pratim. But the ikar din chinuch, to make you a mechuyah b'davar, which is what we're talking about over here, for that you do need all the pratim. That's what Rabbeinu Menach says in Perek Beis, Alach Yod, from Shvi'as Asar in the Rambam, and he came out almost Bavarnz's Kasha Beferish. So that would be one Mahalach. But I saw that the stipler actually asked this Kasha, the stipler in Sukkah and Simchav Ches, and he has a shikl over there in brackets, and he says a different Mahalach. He says he can be Mechalak between Tainus L'Shais and a Sukkah, which is Pasul. He says by Tainus L'Shais, that every mitzvah, every regga that you do, that you fast, is a kiyum mitzvah of Tainus, a Mekayim, a mitzvah of fasting, and a Mekayim that second Beshlemus. So it's true that the Halach is Mechaybi to fast the whole day and to have many, many seconds of a tainus, but al kapanim, every second that you fast is a full cheftz of a tainus in mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus, and there's nothing missing in that prat, and therefore you mechanech the katan to fast for every second that he could. Every second that he does is a kiyum mitzvah b'shleimus, like a gadol, even though he's missing other seconds which he didn't fast. Mashenkin over here by sukkah, which is l'mal me'esrim, if that is possible, then you're not being mekayim the mitzvah at all. It's not much nothing. He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah even for a second, and that's why the Ritva says there would be no chiyuv of chinuch, but mechanuch for shayis, for every rega kishul hatzma is a full kiyum mitzvah b'shleimus, that would be a kiyum of chanuch lenar al pi darkei.